music, the notes in its leather interior helped into play the human mind. The trials were promising indeed, though protocols in the United States were more complex than they had been in Germany. Here he spent too much of his time talking about safeguards, about how to minimize risk, and wondering if his funding would be canceled. He hadn't worried about such things in Germany. The SS valued only results. He tilted his head, certain that he had heard a familiar sound. The clacking of steel wheels against track filled his ears. The reassuring rhythm told him that every second brought them closer to their destination. He closed his eyes and relaxed. The sound came again, like Petey's soft warble when he tapped his mirror with his rounded beak. The sound wasn't quite the same. Seeking its source, he scanned the front of the car. A small hand emerged from behind the door of a cupboard at the front of the car, and tiny brown fingers with dark nails groped the frame.
God im Himmel!
The precious briefcase slid unnoticed to the floor as the doctor sprang to his feet and brushed past the startled soldier. The little hand vanished behind the wooden door as if it had never been there. But he had seen it. Dr. Berger lurched toward the cupboard. It was impossible. It couldn't be there. It must not be there.
Come out, little one.
He eased the door to the side. Its nerves were probably on edge, too, when he had